Governor Cuomo says shutting down the flow of milk products might cost New York dairy farmers $50 million, hard on an industry which is always on the financial edge. This isn't whole milk much, but powder milk and what's called ultra-filtered milk. That's a protein-rich material used to make cheese. This is all part of a trade skirmish going on for years about the flow of farm products. Like the U.S. losing a World Trade Organization case, which wound up barring the U.S. from ordering country of origin labels on meat from Canada or Mexico. State Agriculture Commissioner Richard Ball says it's a possible big hit to dairy farmers.
A lot of jobs at stake, and, you know, just in the first pass, if you just look at, you know, our processing plants that are currently doing business over there with ultra-filtered milk and, as you mentioned, the powder, it's, you know, between $50 and $60 million a year. And just for one of the processors, I think it's 180 million pounds of milk. We don't need one less place to go with our milk.
Ball says it isn't just the threat to dairy farms, but it's also the whole ecosystem of truck drivers taking milk from farms to processing plants and the workers in those plants. Owatka chairman John Gould says his farmer-owned plant faces the loss of millions of dollars since 20% of the plant production of ultra-filtered milk goes to Canada. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.